The moves would cut the overall budget shortfall over the next few years from around $5.7 billion to more like $5 billion, according to the governor's office. Most of that would be accomplished through a few targeted tax increases, including one that would make it harder for corporations to use out-of-state subsidiaries to reduce their Wisconsin tax burden. It's called combined reporting, and it's something Senate Majority Leader Russ Decker has backed for the better part of two decades.
We're going to ask some of these companies to pull the same weight and pay the same freight as existing companies have been doing for quite a while.
The plan would also generate hundreds of millions from a hospital tax, which would benefit most hospitals with extra federal Medicaid money, and it would start taxing certain internet sales. Governor Jim Doyle also announced temporary cuts of around $125 million.
And I will tell you, this is only a start of these kind of cuts. I mean, the budget that I'm going to introduce on Tuesday is going to have very, very deep cuts.
The steps barely touch the shortfall in the upcoming two-year budget, and they leave a shortfall in the current budget that runs through the end of June. But by introducing them now, the state can start taking advantage of the extra revenue right away, instead of waiting until the full budget passes months from now. Senate Republican Minority Leader Scott Fitzgerald thinks that was the sole motivation behind this plan.
What they probably saw was that they needed this revenue now, and they needed it to start moving forward now, and they couldn't wait.
Fitzgerald says his members were not consulted on this plan, and they probably won't vote for it. The full legislature is expected to pass this plan next week, around the time the governor introduces his full budget. Sean Johnson, Wisconsin Public Radio.